Hello and welcome. Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. Your hosts are Jeff and Colleen Roni from Orange County, California. And now, on with the show. Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeff Roni, one of the hosts of the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. And Colleen is busy. Time got away from us. But I did want to do a quick wrap-up show for the previous end of the season two episode and straight on till morning. So we're going to be playing some voicemails. We're going to be discussing some emails, and I'll post the full email in the post for this podcast episode. So be sure to check it out. And just a quick bit of information. I want to say hi to everyone who's still listening, still hanging in there with us. I also want to welcome a lot of new people that have happened upon this podcast. We're doing some advertising here and there and trying to reach out in different areas to let people know about our podcast. So I want to welcome all the new listeners. If you are new to the show Once Upon a Time, a television show, I just want to let you know tomorrow, it's pretty quick notice, that before the season three premiere episode, which is called The Heart of the Truest Believer, there's going to be a recap show right before it on ABC in the U.S. and in Canada. And it's called Journey to Neverland. And if maybe you've watched Once Upon a Time in the past, or you've never watched Once Upon a Time, you really should check out that recap show. They do a great job of kind of filling in gaps and letting you know kind of what has happened up to this point. So I highly recommend that you do that. It's always fun for us who've watched all along to kind of watch and say, oh, yeah, that's right. That did happen. There's so much that's happened before. It's nice that they kind of highlight all this information for us, and it's really exciting to kind of watch the new episode with all that past information that we've just seen. So without any further ado, we're going to be playing the voicemails.
Hi guys, it's Brad calling, and I have to say I was impressed. I had my doubts that they wouldn't be able to answer all the important questions and leave us wanting for more, but they pulled it off with an amazing season finale. There were so many great scenes and satisfying character arcs in this finale, but I have to say, my favorite was finally seeing Regina say it was all her fault and take responsibility. Without being pushed by Henry or anyone else, she made the decision to sacrifice herself. And in a beautiful moment, she tells Emma she wants to die as Regina and not the evil queen. At this moment, Regina became the hero she's always wanted to be. It didn't have to hurt anyone or waste anyone's memory to make it happen. This is the redemption I've been looking for all season. Seeing Snow and David, plus the rest of the town, agree they should not take the easy way, but instead try and save Regina, showed they understood and respected Regina's sacrifice. Then the sweet scene where Henry gives Regina a hug broke my heart. Emma and Regina working together took me back to the first season and how at odds they were with each other. And now here they are, saving Storybrooke together. It was phenomenal. Now, I hope the writers understand that to make this redemption mean anything, they can't just revert back to evil Regina whenever they want. This has to be a true turning point where a family begins to work together and learns to love each other. Another fantastic scene was when Lacey picked up Bay's shawl and had no idea what the significance of it was. At that moment, you could see it on Gold's face that he realized he needed Bell and completely broke down. To see him so vulnerable was a testament to who Bell says he can be, a good man. Book willing to Father Bay and look after him was surprising and gave us a little more understanding and background to his character. Maybe he's not such an evil pirate after all. Well, I'm going to miss this podcast over the summer, but both of you deserve a much-needed break. Thank you for letting me call in each week and share my thoughts. It's been a lot of fun to express the emotional roller coaster the show can put you on, with theories, life lessons, and characters that you can truly care about. Your podcast is the perfect complement to a show that we all just love. Now, Jeff and Colleen, you are an amazing couple, and I look forward to any future projects you have in the works. I want to send big love out to both of you, and I can't wait until you return. But until then, all magic and deals are off. Time is of the essence to find the new threat we should all fear. See you on the other side of the beanhole, there is.
Thanks, Brad, so much. And always fun to hear from Brad. And I think what is really incredible, and you've really highlighted it perfectly, is that the key to the show is the characters and also the emotional connection and the emotional struggle with that. That's what we can relate to. And apart from the great special effects and all that, these are people. And so if you look at it like you look at the Bible or a story or something, it's beyond the monster or the person or what the situation that they're in. It's about a person struggling through, learning, changing, facing fear, and that kind of a thing. And that's what really makes this show great. And it is the following of this show is so passionate. If you don't believe me, just follow and watch the Adam Horowitz Twitter account. It's just people feel so passionate about it. They just want to discuss and ask questions, and why'd you do that, and why'd you do this, and all that. But it's just a testament to Adam and Eddie and their great idea when they were doing Lost about Once Upon a Time years ago. And so they've done a fantastic show that taps into a lot of really primal and important emotional subjects, and it gets people to talk, and it gets people to watch a show, and it gets people to listen to a podcast and go to blogs, and it's just fantastic. So thanks again, Brad. Those were great moments, and I think we're going to see great ones ahead as well. And now I'm going to play the next voicemail here.
Hi, Jeff and Colleen. Wayne Henderson here from Southern California, calling into your Once Upon a Time fan podcast. I cannot believe that season 2 of Once Upon a Time is already over. What an excellent finale, and I cannot wait to get the Blu-ray set of season 2, Once Upon a Time. And, of course, I'm going to be buying the season 2 Blu-rays through your affiliate store, because what better way to show appreciation for you and everything you do at the podcast than to purchase the Once Upon a Time Blu-rays through your store. So, Jeff and Colleen, I am looking forward to hearing the rest of everything you guys are going to say about the finale. But just some quick thoughts for me. I loved it. I really enjoyed how the finale went together. I've seen it 2.5 times so far, going to be watching it again. And I thought of you immediately, Jeff, when a lot of the things were happening in this episode, because even though some people don't like the comparisons to Lost, they are there. And there were so many Lost things in this finale as far as kind of the story and how it was being told. In fact, it reminded me from when I did my Lost casting with Wayne and Dan podcast, and I would get some awesome feedback from Mr. Jeff Roney talking about how we've got the two groups and they're separated now and we got to get back together and all of that. And you left so much great feedback for my Lost casting show. Thank you, Jeff. And it just reminded me of that. And I'm so looking forward to season 3 of Once Upon a Time, as well as your Once Upon a Time fan podcast. It's going to be great to see, how does this Peter Pan and the Home Office tie in? Is Regina really good? Is Mr. Gold and Captain Hook, are they really on a truce? They're not going to try to kill each other anymore. How long is that going to last? I don't know. But It's all good stuff. I can't wait. I guess sometime in September, I assume, is when we're going to get season three. But until then, I'm going to let you get back to your podcast, to Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne. Sorry to cut you off there. Wayne is a great friend of ours, and he's been sending in great feedback, and he's just a great supporter of us. And there are a lot of similarities to Lost. One of the huge ones is that our fearless crew of Once Upon a Time cast are going to an island, and that island is a trap, but they are drawn to this island for the reason of saving Henry, finding Henry. And what's interesting is that, you know, is Henry Peter Pan's pawn to get gold there? Is that why this is happening? Very good question. We will find out why. And definitely, gold is always connected to everything somehow. And I believe that this is another situation in which he's connected again to Pan and all these. And how is it going to end up? Was gold a lost boy? Was Rumpelstiltskin a lost boy at some point? We know his son somehow was there as well. So these are very interesting questions. But the more I started to think about this mysterious island that is called a trap, I started thinking about Lost, and I go, Lost Boys. Maybe this Lost Island is where you have to find yourself. What if this Lost Island is a place where you have to become as a child and lay aside all this subterfuge and all these masks that you wear, and you have to really become who you really are. And then once you are, then you can, you know, achieve whatever. So maybe this is kind of a path of proving something to get out or to get what you want, for instance, saving Henry or something like that. So I think that, you know, the last season was Regina's redemption, and I think this season may be Gold's redemption, going to this mysterious Neverland Island, facing someone who he said they all should fear, and maybe this is the time where Gold really has his moments like Regina had in season two. So just some thoughts and questions that I have along the way. Obviously, Hook is in the mix, and Emma and Snow and Charming and the rest of the group. So, but Gold seems, and Rumpelstiltskin always seem to be in the middle of everything. And when his son is not there, but also in the mix of this. And so we'll see. We'll see how that all pans out. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to read through just briefly some of the emails that have come in as well. So I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. This is from Michael in Belgium. Hello, Michael. Thanks so much for your email. And it says, I've been listening to your show from the beginning, but have never wrote in, and I wanted to share my thoughts about the second season. I have to admit, I was a little let down by the finale. In fact, by the entire season. I feel like the show has lost its fairy tale-ness, if that makes sense. The reason why I fell in love with this show is because of the retelling of fairy tales. This season, however, focused more on the backstory of the characters rather than the well-known fairy tales, which is great, but doesn't have the season one feeling. Anyway, love the podcast and hope for many more episodes, Michael. And Michael also included this PS. This is totally random, but I have just watched The World Is Not Enough, the James Bond movie. I realize that Robert Carlyle plays the villain. Can he be any more awesome? I would agree. You know, Colleen and I were talking about Robert Carlyle the other day, and I said, he's so quiet in interviews. there are times when he's just really just a polar opposite of Gold and Rumpelstiltskin. He's just very quiet and meek and just really quiet. But once you turn on the camera and once you turn on the lights and once you get him into makeup and action is called, he is just, he is whatever you need him to be. And he is a great, great actor. And, you know, I don't want to overstate this, but I do want to say it's almost like a Shakespearean troupe. This cast is so good that they can do so many different types of things. And I think all the characters have different levels of who they are and what they do. I mean, just think about this for a minute. The entire cast has been who they are in Fairy Tale Land, who they are in Storybrooke, and then kind of a mix between the two. And then now we're going into this Neverland situation. I don't know what's going to happen. Is there magic in Fairytaleland? Is there not? I mean, just, and think about keeping all those things separate. I was reading an interview with Jennifer Goodwin, and she was saying that she did have these three personalities, or if you will, of Mary Margaret and Snow White, kind of in this separate, I think she made lists of things of each different character. And that is quite an accomplishment. And I would imagine they all have done that. But just to think about the craft of acting, it's tough anyway to really become this character that's written on a piece of paper. And, of course, explained by the writers and or directors of a project. But then to keep little variations, it's just, it's so hard. It is very, very, very tough. And so, you know, my hat goes off to this group that can do that. But anyhow, back to Michael's email. I was let down as well. There were some twists and turns in season two that I did not see coming. And for lack of a better term, this sounds really random and crazy, but this Once Upon a Time season two reminds me of some of the later Tomb Raider video games. Now, just hang in there with me. Initially, Tomb Raider was about Lara Croft raiding tombs. And if you've played Tomb Raider 3, 4, whatever, there was one where she was in Area 51, and I said, this had nothing to do with raiding tombs. And that's kind of the way I felt with Season 2. It just didn't have the same sense. And so I understand exactly what you're really saying. But I went back, and I watched season two again, and even though there were some choices that I wouldn't have made, I'm not the writer, but I wouldn't have made those choices. But in watching it, there were certain things where I said, this part of the storyline, I don't like where it's going. But then it would switch to Storybrooke, let's say. And I really liked that part. So I think in retrospect, for season two, there were certain parts that I didn't like, but within those episodes, there were others that I really did. And so, you may go back, Michael, and you may watch it again, and you say, this part I didn't like, but this part I really did. That's the way it happened to me. But I understand what you're saying. What's nice about season one and two, they both stayed in Storybrooke. So the first was the frozen Storybrooke in season one. Second season was the curse broken Storybrooke. Now they're going to a completely different, in a sense, they're going to Neverland, which kind of gives them a reboot of new characters in the Peter Pan sphere. I know that there's still a group in Storybrooke, but we're not going to see Storybrooke, from what I understand, for a while. We're going to be focusing on Neverland. And I think when that happens, they will get back to the season one kind of fairy tale-ish storyline. That's just, that's my hope and that's my opinion. But I certainly appreciate you listening to the podcast and sending in your email. And hello to Belgium. And we hope that you hang in there with us. And we'll be covering season 3. A lot of fun is ahead for sure. All right. This is from Mr. Brad. And I'm going to read. It says, "Hi, Jeff and Colleen. Looks like this will be the final things I've learned until next season." So Brad sends in these lists of things he's learned from the episodes. So I will read a few, and I will post the entire email in the, not his address or anything. I will post the email portion in the post for this podcast. David throws an awesome punch. And yes, he does. David can shoot an arrow, throw an awesome punch. He is the man. David is the man. Let's see. "I will see you again" is the new "I will find you." And yeah, that is that was used quite a bit. And some of these won't make sense, but if you've just watched And Straight Out Until Morning, you'll say, "Oh, that's right." Granny's babysitting skills are a little over the top. And when Granny babysits, she has her crossbow and all the things ready. So it is interesting. Granny is not just a little diner owner. She has that backstory with the crossbow for sure. Peter Pan knows the island better than Hook. And that is true. And that was a spooky scene when they were sitting off the island and they just kind of appeared. A lot of it really reminds me of Pirates of the Caribbean. Just, you know, the boat sitting there and all of a sudden the lost ones, actually. And that was an interesting point. They didn't say the lost boys. They said the lost ones. Smee did. So the lost ones would start to crawl up on your boat if you're just sitting near Neverland. So that's interesting as well. There's a curse of the mermaids, and I'm really interested to see the mermaids as well. I've been reading the numbers, but I've been reading from this list. So number 11, Greg and Tamara have no idea who commands them. And that's another interesting twist. They know that information comes from this home office. And it's kind of like the way we felt when we were watching Greg's phone. We saw this call from her, and we were all thinking, "Who's her? Who's her?" You know, and we had all these questions about who it could be and all the possibilities. But we will not soon find out, probably, but we will find out who is in the home office. And if it's David Letterman, we're all in trouble. Just kidding. All right, number 12, a dwarf pickaxe can activate a failsafe. And that's one of those things you probably look at on the pickaxe. There's a list of things that besides, you know, digging in dirt and unearthing diamonds, you know, number 3 uses for a dwarf pickaxe can activate a failsafe. So, yep, you are right. Number 13, the public library will be opening soon. This is another question that listener Ken, I want to say hey to listener Ken out there and his wonderful family. He actually emailed me and said, "When do you know when this library is going to open?" And I don't. I wish I knew. I guess I should contact Bell or the, you know, whoever who's ever in charge of the library. Number 14, an angry David may shoot you in the face. And that's true. You know, David, beyond shooting an arrow and having a good slug here and there, he will shoot you in the face if he gets angry. Number 15, the lost boys look like lost men. And that is true. They're the tallest boys I've ever seen. But I have an idea that there's some lost girls or lost ladies in their group. And maybe tomorrow, maybe not. I don't know. It's very interesting that the promo poster for Emma, the little verbiage on her poster said a lost girl, meaning Emma. So that's a very interesting interesting point there as well. So one that you may want to kind of keep around in your mind. It may be nothing, I've held on to things that I'm sure are going to happen, and it doesn't happen. So, all right. Number 20. Neverland has a blue mist surrounding it. That's another interesting point. I don't know what that blue mist is. We will probably find out. Number 24. The town is no longer safe. Because obviously if Greg and Tamara can drive up with a trailer with Hook in the back of it, then they need to, Belle needs to get on enacting that spell to hide the town again. So number 25, Peter Pan never fails. So I'm looking forward to find out who Peter Pan is. And if Peter Pan is a person or if Peter Pan is a conglomeration of a number of people, we will see. We will see. So I will finish his email here. Have a wonderful summer and enjoy the movies, weather, and the time off. I love you guys. Give Lady a treat for me. Brad, no problem. I will give Lady a treat for you. And I will go on to the next email. This is from Alina, and Alina has a lot of points here. And previously, I did have this all highlighted, and of course, I didn't save that version. I think the one thing I did want to point out is when there is a new villain, Alina wants the villain to be a villain and not a villain with a heart of gold and that kind of a thing. And I don't know if we're going to see that. I think the creators have always tried to find the good inside the evil. And because I think that's real life. I mean, any evil person, you know, was a baby. And then hopefully at that point they were good. And something happened to change them. And so we've known the story about what changed Regina way back. So anyhow, she wants to see Mulan's backstory. And I think that was a lot of it is a lot of the characters. She wanted to see more of the backstory. And she wanted to see the Belle character develop more. And I agree. And I think definitely we will see that with some new characters from the ocean coming into Storybrooke. I think possibly they could meet. And this new character in Belle could have, I don't know, adventures. Who's to say? So for sure we know that Storybrooke is not finished as far as this new season, but we do know that a lot of the story is going to be focusing in Neverland, and I would imagine that we're going to see flashbacks for the characters that we know already and the characters in Neverland as well. So I think it's going to be Neverland for a while, and then we'll see little bits of Storybrooke here and there throughout the first 11 episodes. And then we may switch to more Storybrooke as time goes on in the back 11. But anyway, thank you so much, Alina, for your email. And I will be posting that in the post for this show. So that's it. I know this was a very abbreviated episode. And we're going to end this here. And as we end this, I want to play a clip of some fun that we're going to be having as season 3 kicks off. And unless you don't have Facebook and don't have Twitter, you don't know where we are headed. And so we're going to have some fun. Season 3 is really going to be about a fun new direction for the podcast. We're still the same. We're going to be doing what we do best. But it is a different kind of fun direction. So I hope you enjoy it. And with that, we will play a little teaser for what is coming. First thoughts will be tomorrow. And based on feedback, we will do another secondary show, not a live show, but a secondary show. Each week there is a new episode of Once Upon a Time. Okay, everybody, if you are fans of Snow White and Prince Charming and Once Upon a Time, whether the character or Jennifer Goodwin or Josh Dallas, this is the Facebook page for you. And it's the Snow White and Prince Charming Once Upon a Time Facebook page. We're going to have a link in the show notes that'll take you there. And this is a really cool page. I know what it's like to keep up on news with the show. And this page is really great. It has a lot of news, a lot of information, a lot of photos and from magazine articles and different things. So go check this page out. And while you're there, why don't you like the page and so that you never miss any information that's coming out about Jennifer Goodwin, Josh Dallas, Snow White, or Prince Charming, or Once Upon a Time. And like I said, we're going to have the link in the show notes to take you there. So go check it out. All right, before we play this teaser fun for the new season, I want to send big love out to everyone. If you're an old listener, a new listener, an in-between listener, if you're just checking us out, just if you just happened upon us, I want to send big love out to you. And this is going to be a great season 3, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So take the big love I'm sending, pass it on. That's what it's all about. And we'll talk to you soon. See you guys.
And welcome to the open house of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast pirate ship. Captain Jeff, First Mate Colleen, the First Dog Lady, and myself are inviting you to join our crew as we sail to Neverland, Storybrook, the home office, and wherever Neil, Philip, and Aurora and Mulan ended up.
Excuse me. Could we possibly stop by Pirate Tofu to go?
No.
But I'm hungry.
Mates, help him off the plank. Now, the Once Upon a Time fan podcast has reviews and analysis of the episodes, voicemails and emails from all over the world, all from our luxurious...
You mean leaky.
No, luxurious. I mean, we have Wi-Fi.
You mean lo-fi.
Mates. So all you oncers, set sail with us when Once Upon a Time returns. Our website is onceuponatimepodcast.com, and we always have room for you.
Quartermaster?
Yes, unnamed mate in the script.
The Pirate Tofu to go place sounds pretty good.
Mates. Once Upon a Time Podcast.com. Join us on Facebook. We're at Facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. We won't play Farmville or anything there. Promise. Now, on to Neverland.
Or Pirate Tofu to go.